From Mark, the Passion Prediction. Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and heals blind Bartimaeus. A blind man calls to Jesus for mercy, and he receives his sight immediately, unlike the other man in the story who needed a second appointment with Jesus, when to him people appeared as trees walking around. The healing of Bartimaeus comes to the man who is not quiet about his need for Jesus' healing, as he raises quite a disturbance trying to get Jesus' attention. The blind man, Bartimaeus, is the first person we hear connecting Jesus back to King David as he calls out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." This man has wisdom and faith and reminds us of the promise from God to keep our heir of King David in power in Jerusalem forever. If we jump ahead to Mark 12, we will hear Jesus reveal to the people Jesus' superiority over the great King David. Jesus is the Messiah, but he is not David's son. He is the only Son of God. The man asking for his sight receives sight and sees clearly. This man may have had better vision before Jesus gave him his eyesight. He sees Jesus and then follows Jesus on the way. Jesus' actions are all pointing to an event near Jerusalem, and the confused disciples may begin understanding this. Jesus is not the Messiah they thought he was when they first signed up to follow him. The conquering Messiah is not acting like a king, but as a slave. Will it take Jesus dying before the disciples see clearly all the things Jesus had been trying to teach them? What will it take for us to see and hear Jesus is trying to teach us? The disciples want power, status, and position in the new kingdom. When will we realize Jesus wants us to stop looking at ourselves and focus on others? Who will have to die before we finally understand? Jesus died, yet some of us are still unsure of what he wants us to do. What is Jesus doing with our faith? Where do we see God? Are we blind? Do we need Jesus to open our eyes, or has God opened our eyes to see clearly what Jesus' teachings mean to us? Do we hold others back, like the crowd who told the blind man to be quiet? On the other hand, are we the ones who encourage others to get up because Jesus is calling? Are we as Bartimaeus, knowing Jesus is more than just a teacher, ready to follow him on the way? We need Jesus to open our eyes so we can see again. Do we have the determination of the blind man to call out to Jesus for mercy and sight? Will we follow Jesus as a disciple, living like Jesus did? What does this story mean to you? Is the blind man telling us we need to have faith that Jesus is God and let the grace of God give us sight to see what Jesus truly is teaching us? As we are on the way this Lenten season, let us love as Jesus did. Be on the way loving your God because he has given us life. Lent is a teaching season. Are we learning anything from Mark? Take the opportunity when given to guide our neighbors to Jesus with the hopeful words, "Take courage, get up, he's calling you." Blind receive their sight. Am I blind? Have mercy on me, Jesus, and let me see again. As God opens the gate of sight to the blind, open your eyes to see Jesus is the gate of God's righteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it was hard for your disciples to hear that they would have to suffer in order to follow you. Give us faith and courage to follow you when following is painful or frightening. Open our eyes to our neighbor in need and lead us to the open gate of salvation with eyes of your love through Jesus Christ. Amen.